afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comic podcast for all things music, both new and classic.
I thought you were going to ad-lib that.
Oh yeah, let me ad-lib. Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both some classic and maybe some new stuff.
Oh, that was great.
Way to make it your own.
Thank you.
Who are you?
I'm DJ Tanner, sitting across from me.
I am the Olsen Twins.
Yes.
And we're here. I'm John Stamos.
Right. Yeah, you are.
And we're here for another episode of Rock Solid.
115, as I'm told.
Episode 115.
Yep.
115. At the time we are recording this, episode 98 has just gone up. So we are 17 episodes ahead.
I wonder what's going to happen on the 100th.
I have no idea.
We'll be back together before you know it.
Gary, you have any business for me?
Like music related business, but I do. I wanted to thank. There's been an outpouring of love and curiosity about my health situation and the CPAP sleeping and stuff. It's going great. So thanks everybody. Everyone's real sweet. Everyone's curious. So I'm sleeping a lot. I'm not tired during the day. Got some energy.
Cool.
Yeah, drop some LBs, feeling good.
I know a bunch of dudes that are, I think there's a Rock Solid listener, Scott.
Scott Phillips. Went back. Scott Phillips went back.
My friend Chip Chinnery, he's on that machine.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. You do what you can do. You got to get sleep.
Yeah, snoring that's old stuff. That's over. Yeah.
Snoring's for suckers.
Yeah, exactly. And
air suckers. You're actually sucking air to your mouth in the wrong way. That's why you're snoring.
You didn't talk about it last time, and now it's like way in the back, but you had a great time at that Taylor Swift
thing. I had a great time at the Taylor Swift concert. Yeah, it was really, really fun. I also, there was like a stage in the back of the auditorium, and she came out there and did like six songs from back there, not just like one or two like Paul Stanley does. I'm coming out to see you people. Let's get me out there. And they did Love Gun every time. Thanks. No spontaneity. But she was out on this stage in the back, and I was looking through some binoculars, and I saw this woman. I'm like, hey, I know that woman. Oh, and I know that guy. And those two kids. That's Judd Apatow and his family.
Oh, how about that?
Judd Apatow was taking pictures with his iPad.
Oh.
Old man Apatow.
Old man Apatow.
But she was great. The whole show was great. And what I liked one of the things she did on all four of the LA dates is every night she brought out a special guest. Last night it was Jennifer Lopez. And one night it was Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah.
And the first night when we were there, she actually had two guests come out. And I played a couple songs that I had never heard before, but apparently these songs have been around since the early 60s. But the first girl, her name was Cher Lloyd, and this is a song called Want You Back. Matt, let's play a little bit of that.
In it. Remember all the things that you and I did first, and now you're doing them with her. Remember all the things that you and I did first, you got me like this, and now you're taking her to every restaurant.
Now, my 8-year-old loves singing this. She sings it with so much attitude. But what she hates is when the song opens, I sing this part. And I sing it. We'll play it, and then I'll show you how I sing it. Now, whenever I start the song, I just go, and she's like, please stop doing that.
That is horrible. She's not the Hulk.
Yes.
You're trying to sound like the song.
What was so funny is this girl, Cher Lloyd. I always say Cher Wood. I don't know why. Just go by Cher and people won't confuse you with anything.
What's Cher Wood? Is Cher Wood the character in Clueless?
Maybe.
No, that's Cher something else.
Yeah. This girl is 5'2" and Taylor Swift is 5'10". So that was neat watching them walk down. That was an uneven sandwich for daddy.
And there was another guest?
Yes. And I'm going to say her name wrong. Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bareilles?
Bareilles.
Not going to sing you a love song, that gal.
Is that what she sings?
Yeah.
Well, that night she sang this song. Nothing's going to hurt you. Do when they said we'll need your skin kept on the inside and no sunlight sometimes a shadow wins but I wonder what So yeah, I got my teenage girl on. I went home, painted my nails, texted my homies, and had a good time. That was a good show.
Does she customize the rap in? We're never getting back together.
That's a good question.
Does she just
deliver it as exactly as it was spoken out of her mouth in a studio one time?
I think it was as she did in the studio. That was the last song, so there's a lot going on.
Okay.
So if she changed it, I don't remember. But she doesn't do an encore, which I thought was cool. She's like, this is, you know, you just know it's such a big production, that last song. And everybody, there's more glow sticks moving than I've ever. And at one point she goes, hey, if anyone has anything that lights up, a phone or anything, could you light it? It was crazy.
Nice.
She could have told, I mean, she had more power that night than Hitler. She could have had the people do anything.
And similar politics.
Yep. Yeah.
Did get uncomfortable when she started talking about the master race. But.
So, Gary, can we introduce the topic?
Let's quick calls and then
get
right to it.
By the way, what would a customized ad lib in that song sound like, Gary?
So I was at the Staples Center.
And he's like, do you want a pretzel or a hot dog? I'm going to the van. And I'm like, we are never eating at the Staples Center
again. Like, ever.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
330-81 rocks. Beep.
Christina from Texas, go.
Hello, this is Christina. I wanted to suggest a topic about songs about war. Also, please play AWOL Nation, Miss Jones by I Am Dynamite. Check out the new Panic at the Disco record. And please mention the iTunes Festival, which starts September 1st. It has some awesome musicians, and I don't think enough people are aware of it.
How about you don't tell us
and
what to do?
Yeah,
I'm not your PR person.
Peace out.
People, that's okay. If it's a girl calling.
Yeah.
We want to encourage that.
Get a little slack.
Could you guys drink more water and stay hydrated? And if not, could you not eat meat? It's
Pick
not
up
good.
The dry cleaning.
Meat is murder.
Oh, we need more milk.
Oh, could you unload the dishwasher? Because when you left today, I started it, but I didn't have a chance to unload it.
Wow. That was a honey-do list. She's going to make a fine wife someday. But, Chris, thanks for calling.
Yes, thanks.
We need more girls call, and we need more young people to call.
Yeah.
In general.
That she's young.
Well, it's because she likes AWOL Nation.
Okay,
but because I hear that, like I've seen that name on my Sirius printout, and I can't even like picture, like it doesn't trans. But and maybe that's what the young people like. So we have a song from their album Before Last, I think. Is twerking.
Why? Yeah. Pat is twerking.
So burn it down. Cool. You know, I was going to play the I Am Dynamite 2, but I got the wrong song, so never mind. Sorry, but thanks for calling, Christina. Beep.
Hey, this is Eric in Minnesota, your Dylan correspondent. Thanks.
Awesome.
He's thanking us
because we finally played.
Because we
finally
played. No. I like those manners.
Yeah,
and a special treat for Eric. Let's hear a little something from that new
Outtakes album,
self-portrait album that just came out, Volume 10 of the Bootleg series, and it kind of ties in with today's topic. It's and you just drop this in anywhere, Matt. It's a little ditty called "Spanish is the Loving Tongue."
I learned it from. Living down Sonora Way, I don't look.
That's very demonstrative today.
Yeah, he's really playing some
acting thing. Out every song.
You know, we played Regina Spektor last show, and she, like, growing up in Russia, she didn't have a piano, so she drew some keys on her windowsill and, like, practiced that way. And now look at her.
Yeah, until we shut the window.
And then,
in Russia, window shuts you.
But just seeing you here from Russia. It would have been a good story for last episode.
It's all right. It's all good.
Boris Yeltsin loves you. Okay, so that brings us to today's topic.
Yes.
Suggested by?
This was suggested by a gentleman who posts on the Rock Solid Facebook page a lot. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But this guy's name is Frank W. Pulaski the III. Frank, I hope I said all that right.
Traditional Hawaiian name.
Yes.
Hawaiian guy.
And he... he suggested an episode with body parts in the songs. And Kyle said, you've done that already. Gary said, we already did that. I kind of thought we did it too, but we looked through every episode and we had not done it.
Check the record. I had so much deja vu. Not yeah. just of like, but
yeah,
like,
it really sounds like wrap ups.
In
there,
but so but no. I tried to pick songs that weren't in the episode that we imaginarily did. So,
right.
So hopefully like, anyway,
and right. the example Frank gave was Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes.
That's okay.
So, but let's start it up. Gary, I'll let you start first. I started first last week.
Thank you, sir. This is, we're talking about that new Volume 3 of the Sid and Susie Under the Cover series.
Yep.
Oh, man. We just, please, Lord, hear our prayer. Please let them come in here and not go on that bastard.
Don't get on Mark Maron and sell coffee!
This is their take on Our Lips Are Sealed. But it's kind of weird alternate universe of like, you know, what if Belinda Carlisle and Susanna Hoffs switch places?
Because they're pretty close, and the Go-Go's and the Bangles are pretty, you know, close cousins musically. So yeah, that's cool though.
Oh, it's going to be tight. It's going to be so good. So many good songs on there. I can't wait. November is when that comes.
November.
Out. Yes. Get here, November.
If I get it early, I'll give it to you.
Oh, thank you.
This is a band from Australia called Jet. They are no longer together.
Oh,
they're no longer together. One time, this is a true story.
They had the jet.
This is a true story. This was like, I think last year, I go, I wonder what Jet's up to. I go to their website, literally the day before on their website, they posted, we're no longer a band.
Wow.
It's like, oh, boo.
You jinxed it.
But this is from their second album, Shine On, and this is Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. What's your
maybe, you know, they're young. Maybe they've got new projects going.
Maybe they will. Maybe they'll regroup, or maybe they'll do a new band. Maybe they'll do Jetterson Airplane.
But we can only hope. Time will tell.
Led Jetson.
Jetson.
Boy. Jet Leopard.
Okay. The Jets. Wait.
Well, only if they can get Benny back.
Oh, boy. Nice. Guys, it's been like, I don't know, 20 minutes. No, it's been like a good 6 episodes since we've heard anything from the Decembrists.
Yeah. What's going on with them?
Let's check back in there. Let's hear a little bit of Red Right Ankle. One of those ankle songs.
This is the story of your red right ankle. How it came to meet your leg, and how the muscle, bone, and sinews tangled, and how the skin was softly shed, and how it whispered, oh, it here to me, for we are bound by symmetry. Whatever differences our lives have been, together make a limb. This is the story of your red right ankle.
starts off with this metaphorical anatomy lesson. So it goes off into this thing about the gypsy uncle who had a secret cabin in the Pyrenees, and you found a key, but you want to keep the secret, and it's just, they got a lot of stories they pack in there.
Gary, is December, is that your favorite band?
You know, they really, I thought I was done with music around like mid, early 2000s. Like, it's not, will never be the same. And then there's some about them that just caught my fancy, and I went, you know, would see them all the time, and they would play, and yeah, they really brought me back.
All right, cool.
All right.
Well, then, you know what, since Gary, then flip-flop my next two, and since Gary played Decemberists, it's been a while since I played some Cheap Trick. Mm-hmm. So let's play off their second album, In Color. Let's play Big Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, a great version of that on the Budokan album.
Yes.
Kind of racially insensitive to sing that to Japanese
people. Japanese people.
Come on, because they get that operation, so they can have the anime.
That's right, the anime eyes. How come there's not a song called Anime Eyes?
Yeah. there's Bob Welch. Anime eyes. Is that?
Oh, no, that's Ebony Eyes.
Oh, damn it. Oh, well. Well, in the imaginary...
Hold on a second. Matt and Kyle are texting each other.
Can you believe this shit?
So lame.
Totally going to play Nine Inch Nails.
Well, you know, in the imaginary version of this episode, I thought I played that song, Kidney Bingos, my Wire. But since I don't want to repeat not repeating myself.
I like that you're kind of going with internal
organs. Yeah, so this is sticking with Eternal. They, from that same period, kind of mid-period Wire, they had another song called Eardrum Buzz. And here's what you got to listen for in this song during the chorus. There's like a foppish English gentleman saying, buzz, buzz. So try and listen for that.
I'm going to listen really closely.
Wire on Rock Solid.
But you said you're away. And this is the night, here in the day. One thing remains perfectly clear. It's the buzz, buzz, buzz in the drum of the ear. See, 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 summertime. Buzz, 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 buzz in the eardrum. See, 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 summertime.
Did you hear back there? It was very quiet.
Yes.
Boom, boom, boom. I love stuff like that.
I didn't hear it.
Better get your eardrums checked.
Yeah.
This next song is dedicated to Matt and Kyle's favorite part of their body right now, because they're texting. So this is about their telephones being under their thumbs. This is the Rolling Stones with Under My Thumb.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me there. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me. The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. The change has come.
Love that marimba.
Yeah, that always sounds great under my thumb.
I love it. When my mom took me to the Tattoo You tour, 1981 at Candlestick Park, that was the opening number.
Did they speed it up? Because sometimes they, under my thumb.
Yeah. It was like one word, under my thumb. It was like that. Yeah.
All right. Just play it traditionally, guys.
Come on, give it to us.
It feels like it needs to be a little faster, honestly. I'm sorry. But
it's 1966.
I'm saying I don't begrudge them for speeding it up.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good call.
Hey, to each his own.
Everybody likes different things. Mm-hmm. This might be the greatest song with the worst production.
I thought you were doing an Asian accent for a second.
Really?
This might be the most beautiful song.
Very spicy.
This is great.
Hour later, you want to hear again.
By the way, this is so crazy. I didn't look all the way down your list. I was about to buy this song.
Oh, is that
to
a fact?
To play it out.
Oh, wow. Now you get it.
No, pay attention.
But like in the hands of like a Phil Spector or something like this, this could have been like River Deep Mountain High or like a cool song. It's got all a right. cool melody, but the production's shitty. But it's Lisa Lisa and Cold Jam. Take it in the head to toe.
Oh, right.
But I don't know. I love the production. So to me, it's so evocative.
Awesome.
That is ripe for cover, though. Like that. Yeah. Like if Adele covered that, fucking minds would be blown.
That would be great. You know, one time I saw your gal Juliet Lewis on a talk show, just waxing how much she loves Lisa Lisa and Cold Jam. Like that was her thing.
Maybe she'll cover it.
Maybe she will. Uh-oh. Maybe she will.
Let's edit that part out. No, don't give her any ideas.
My next song is by The Cars.
Okay.
And I went with the body part known as your head.
Ooh.
And so just it encompasses everything. Ears. Everything. So this is...
We know what a head is.
This is... Do you know it weighs 8 pounds? I learned that from Jerry Maguire. So this is from Candio. This has got a lot on my head.
Ah.
This is back-to-back heads.
Yeah. What do you weigh when silly boys go? I'm on top of my nerves, don't you know? Take me apart, cause I'm out of control. Send me a letter on a midnight snow. Got a lot on my head. Must have been too. Got a lot on my head. On my head. Can't forget about you. Well, dance by the window with the rainbow pink. Go through the motions in your Romeo mix.
Nice. That reminds me, that's a perfect example. We'll get our Facebook plug out of the way early. Like us on Facebook, we have like a new thing. Like we try to have updates every day, so I've started like this new daily feature, and it's a different thing every day. But on Saturday, it's a deep cut Saturday, and that'd be a perfect song.
That would be a perfect deep cut.
Yeah, the songs by your favorite bands that don't get enough attention, and yeah, people really seem to love that one. They're not so much a fan of my anagram game or my Photoshop game.
Yeah, but you know what? You got 7 days to fill, and you're working it, and you're coming up with stuff. So it's cool. Gary's really working that Facebook page. So keep participating.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Bing, bing.
Like us on Facebook. Then I think that brings us to me.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, okay. This is a group as part of that like, kind of class of 2000, you know, when the guitars are back. And this was the group that wore suits and sounded like Joy Division. It's Interpol and Slow Hands. And this the second verse. My favorite has some cool lyrics in here.
I got a lover with Slow Hands. I submit my incentive is romance. I watch the pole dance of the stars. We rejoice because the hurting is so painless from the distance of passing cars. But I am married to your charms and grace. I just feel crazy like the good old days. You make me want to pick up my guitar and celebrate the myriad ways that I love you. Can't you see what you've done to my heart?
want to pick up a guitar and celebrate the myriad ways that I love you? And he's like singing this to a stripper. That he was like, that's, I love that. That's, I think it might be one original guy is left in that or some one of those things. But Interpol, there was a moment.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
Well, Gary.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree that our favorite part of the lady's anatomy are the thighs.
I think question.
No question. And no,
you know what I love them corduroy pants.
Oh, those are great.
And they were walking down there.
No one sings about thighs better than
Bad Boys from Boston?
Mr. Ted Nugent.
Oh, I was going to say.
From his album Penetrator.
Which is the cover is another body part, not thighs, but
arm with
apparently his bicep with a tattoo on it.
Tattoo on it. And but Ted's going to sing about some thighs that are thunder thighs.
Oh, okay.
Sure. So let's hear these great lyrics.
She's only 5'4", thank God no more. She isn't even 185. A lovely lady, a graceful lady, she could eat this man alive. Likes to rock and roll, but got no control. When she sits down to a meal, the big leg woman ain't got no soul. This little girl's just unreal. What I say? Thunder thighs. Come on, baby. Thunder thighs. She's big. She's bouncy. Thunder thighs. Hey, hey.
Now stop it there, Matt.
Can he sue himself?
It's just ridiculous.
For free for all? Is that what you have?
Yeah. It sounds just like free for all. But let's hear how the sweet way that Ted closes this song out. Take us at 3 minutes and 50 seconds. You can do anything, but don't sit on me, bitch.
It's like, this song isn't sexist enough.
Ouch.
So how do I close it out?
Oh.
Apologies,
that
listeners.
That was gross.
Apologies.
But fear not. I am going to return some
Thank
class
you.
And dignity.
Good.
Especially towards the ladies with one of the most important songs of this or any other year. Talking about Major Lazer with Bruno Mars and Tyga. And why don't you just roll that out for us here, man.
Don't sit on me,
girl.
Turn around, stick it out, show the world you got it. My locks, like my ass, my machine, I'm a wicked. Baby, make my teleport a body. Make your favorite like a Nokia. When my mind, I'm broke.
Kind of catchy, man. Pat, you got some nice bookends over there.
Thank you, man. Gary, when you said the Bad Boys from Boston, you thought I was going to play Lord of the Thighs.
I did.
That's a good song. That's a good thighs song. But after Ted Nugent, I also have to cleanse the palate a little bit. So let's go to my next song, dropping it at 12 seconds.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
There we go. Shoulders.
And so do asses and thighs. What if he just went?
He just went for it.
I like vaginas in the morning.
Sunshine on your titties looks so fun.
Now that was very brave because, like, is it my imagination? Did you ever used to have a problem with that word?
Oh, I still can't say it.
Shoulders. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, yeah, I noticed you didn't really say
on
it.
My shoulders.
You just kind of let it
show. Shoulders.
There's an awesome new John Denver tribute album out these days.
Oh, who's on that?
It's My Morning Jacket, Dave Matthews, Sheryl Crow, maybe, I'm thinking. Anyway, it's good.
It sounds like a Sheryl Crow type thing.
Remember when Gretchen tried to get Fetch started in Mean Girls? And like, stop trying to make Fetch happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen, Gretchen. I tried to do the same thing with the rock solid CD Rack of the Gods as a regular feature. It didn't really happen.
Didn't really take off.
People didn't find it Fetch enough. But, but you know, it's still a thing. It still exists. It's still there.
Yeah.
And, this was my inaugural nominee for that honor, and it's about the largest organ in the body. Of course, I'm talking about the skin. It's Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, Perfect Skin. Rattlesnakes.
I choose my friends far too well. I'm up on the pavement, and they're all down in the cellar with their golden grants. And my IQ, they brought me down to size. Academia blues. I know her well, she's up on the pavement. Yeah, she's a weather girl, and I'm staying up here. So I may be undone, she's inappropriate. But then she's much more fun, and when she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin.
Anyway, Lloyd Cole.
I like that.
Scottish fellow.
That's fun.
That's good.
I'm going to play some English lads.
Okay.
One of them died of AIDS. His name's Freddie.
Why are you trying to be funny?
You guys laugh. I'm not being funny.
You're doing
just
a funny accent.
I was doing an English accent.
A horrible tragedy.
I was doing an English accent, and you guys all laughed. I don't know if it was because the accent's bad. Yes.
The epidemic of AIDS.
But I didn't.
It's a soldier of the century, millions died. Millions more had sex with condoms.
So I'm at the AZT cocktail party, and Freddie's there.
Oh, my God.
And he's having a good old row with him and Elton are going on and on about who's prissier. And Freddie wins because he dies. And no, but this is from their third album, Sheer Heart Attack. And this is called Flick of the Wrist, which is about, you know, masturbating.
Cool. What album's that on?
That's on Sheer Heart Attack, third album. It's one of my favorites.
Awesome.
Yeah, they can do that, and then they can do Crazy Little Thing Called Love. They can do like a little bit of everything. I like the Evil Queen, though.
The Evil, yeah, exactly.
You're still thinking about AIDS?
No. I'm not. I'm moving on.
About a little bit of the HIV?
You want a little bit of gonorrhea?
Spit of the monkey wood pitcher. That's terrible.
It's terrible.
This is the worst. Okay. You know, there's maybe it just happened more in the past, but maybe it still happens. Like with growing up on classic rock radio, there's so many songs that they never said the name of, and we don't. And like I never knew. Like I knew I've heard song titles, but I didn't know that was that song, and I knew the song and everything like that. So let's just play this next one and see if like this like rings any bells for you. And there's a body part theme.
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought it was. It's. I was just like looking up, you know, typing in body parts and looking up songs and everything like that. And like, Chest Fever. What the hell song is that?
Wow.
Oh, it's that song. The band from Music in Big Pink. I have Music in Big Pink from Big Pink, but Chest Fever. There you go.
I made the mistake as I went to Google and I started typing in body parts.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, I thought it was in iTunes. I was not.
That's confusing.
And that was don't do that when the children are. This my next song is from Eric Carmen's comeback album from 1984. It's his second self-titled album called Eric Carmen. Mm-hmm. And this is I Want to Hear It From Your Lips.
Mm.
I hear it from my friends. I hear it on the street. I hear it in the air, here and there, everywhere, and from everyone I meet. And every time I hear you love me, ooh, my heart skips. But I
when you said Eric Carmen, I thought you were going Hungry Eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very similar.
Very similar, yeah. It, you know,
it's
that's
from the same period.
It's a nice romantic song, and, but unless you're, if you're the roommate of those eyes, who's in my peanut butter? It's gross. Damn it.
I think that, yeah, I remember there was an episode of The Real World where someone's hungry.
Yeah, fuck, I think.
Yeah.
Not in there.
Get out of there.
This is a cool song I bet you never heard, and I think you're going to like it, and it's by someone that you grew up listening to, and you might not even realize it, but I'll just play it, and I'll tell you who it is after.
I was willing to fight. I was willing to ride into the night. I knew it was out there somewhere, and I would find it in the palm of my traveled for years, far away on a river filled with tears, and every drop was salt that stung my heart. I was gone for so long. I grew older and older, made me strong. Nothing could stop me now, and it never could anyhow. The palm of my hand.
That's Palm of My Hand from 2005. Any guesses?
It sounds like one of the Bangles.
That's
it?
Close. Oh, it's very close. It's she's friends with the Bangle. It's Susan Cowsill.
Oh, okay.
Cowsills, Feeling Groovy. Yeah, she used to play with Vicki Peterson. They live in New Orleans together.
Is one of them married to someone's brother? I think maybe one of the Bangles might be
probably
married to one of the Cowsills' brothers.
I think that happened. Yeah,
yeah.
And Susan was married to Peter Hallsapple from the DBs, one of my favorite groups. And there's a cool documentary on Showtime about the Cowsills.
Oh, really?
Fucked up. Yeah, that was a weird situation. It wasn't like the Partridge Family, which was pretty fucked up.
Is that a new documentary?
Yeah, it was out this year. Maybe.
What's it called? Cowsills fucked up.
Fucked up. I forget what it's called. Like an American Family or something like that.
I still got to see that Big Star documentary.
Oh, so good. Get on it. Get on it.
Yeah, and the guy, we've also got to see Godfather 2. These are all my...
Oh, I'm going to see this good... It's the Don't Knock the Rock Festival at Cine Family, and Sunday I'm going to go see about this guy, James Booker, who they call the Black Liberace. He's like this really flamboyant
awesome
piano player with like an eye patch and everything. Oh,
I thought that was Little Richard.
That's it. Well, he makes Little Richard seem like Tom Jones.
What
or
do you mean by the word flamboyant? I want to know how you're using that word.
Yeah, I always thought Liberace was really restrained and subtle.
Flamboyant is a tricky word.
It is a tricky word.
I'm gonna skip my next song, and apologies to Rod Stewart. I was going to play Hot Legs, but...
We know Hot Legs. We heard Thunder Thighs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's
we
covered.
Know, yeah, exactly.
Body parts covered.
So we're going to go with a former guest of the show, Marshall Crenshaw, from his last full-length album called Jagged Land, and this is called Just Snap Your Fingers.
Well, just snap your fingers, and in the beat of a heart, I'll be counterpart. You can count on my love until the ultimate end. Snap your fingers and I'll come running. It's your world I'm living in.
Shaw, turning a phrase.
That's boy. That, I love the nice beat of that.
Yeah,
nice. And he still wins the record for guest who was most like surprised. I think that this wasn't a colossal waste of time.
Yes, he was.
They're all surprised. He was the most surprised.
He was the most surprised.
Well, I guess John Wayne, in his own way, he was like kind of moved.
Yeah,
and everything. And the Wang Chung guys were just happy to be indoors. I think. No, I'm kidding. They were. Lovely. Lovely.
And then and Robert Plant, he seemed to have a good time. Oh, geez. Yeah, oh, he's this coming up. Robert Plant. No,
that was
Robert
the
Plant.
One where the computer broke down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we just had a good time him. With Robert hanging out. I can't believe right. he sang so many Led Zeppelin songs live here
enough.
In the studio.
3-hour concert already. Yeah. After we were talking to him.
I know. And then when Paige came in.
Crazy.
Nuts.
I got a finger song, too. This one's poignant. This is some pure country.
All right.
It's Hoyt Axton and Let It Roll, Matt. When do you hear this? I might have to crank it. Let me see.
Rain coming down on the roof won't hold it. Well, I lost my job and I feel a little older. Car won't run and I look grown colder. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better.
The clothes need washing and the fire won't start. Kids all crying and you're breaking my heart. Whole damn place is falling apart. But maybe things will get a little better. Maybe things will get a little better.
Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers.
That's all you get, man. That's all. It's all it adds up to. Bony fingers.
Awesome.
I had another finger song that I took off my list because I know Matt's disdain for AC/DC, but put the finger on you.
I put that
on
my DC.
I put the finger on you.
I like the one song they wrote 50 times.
Oh, stop! Both of you, the two young people.
I'm
being sincere. I really do like it.
Okay.
Preston heard Big Balls for the first time.
Oh, no. Not a good song for a boy that age to hear because he's going to just love it.
He loved it so much. And, and it's technically, it's about, society events. It's not about
It's not about your testicles.
Yeah.
And you convinced him that it wasn't about testicles?
No. No, I did not.
this is kind of like when I played the song that was about your whole head. This is just about your face.
Your face.
Wait,
when you say face, you mean like the part with your nose, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about your face.
Okay. Talking about the guy from A-Team? Face?
Yeah, face. It's about face. Okay. And this was one of the early 45 singles that I had also purchased by Matt's favorite artist, James Taylor, from his album JT. I'm not sure what that stands for. But this is Your Smiling Face.
It stands for Justin Timberlake.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself. Because I love you, yes I do. When you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know.
What would we do, baby, without us?
This predates that. Hey, you just cut my song off.
Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day.
Okay. This is a good song when you're putting together like a compilation video of pictures.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah, that's nice. A good one to use. It's upbeat.
Yeah.
It has the word smile and face.
Kind of sentimental.
Thunder thighs is not a good one to do.
That's not going to go over at the family reunion.
Let's edit our wedding videos together with thunder thighs and see how that goes over at Christmas.
It's a great gift idea.
It is.
Doesn't cost a dime.
Gary, how many more do you have?
I have one or two. How about you?
I got one more.
Okay, I started, right? So, okay, this will be my last then. I'm going to apologize to Cursive from the Hips. We'll check you on Facebook on that one, fellas. But let's hear a regional hit from San Francisco 1980s. This band had Jack Cassidy on bass, not...
from Jefferson Airplane?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And they were called SVT, and this is just a power pop gem ripped from a 45 with kind of a dirty needle, so I apologize for the sound quality. But it's called Heart of Stone. It sounds like this. they had the same drummer as Huey Lewis, too. So it's one of them.
That sounds great.
Somebody from Hot Tuna. Just all those Barry groups in there.
I actually think if the Dirty Needle adds something,
oh, thank you.
Yeah. A little something to the sound of that.
A little bit of production.
Yeah, it didn't bother me at all.
It's funny that you say that this was ripped from a 45 of the Dirty Needle, because my next song is from a VHS cassette. And then, I'm not kidding, and then put on CD and then...
Oh, excellent. Oh, I can't wait.
This is from there's a Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band documentary from 1995 called Blood Brothers.
Yeah.
And during... They're coming out. They just regrouped and they're recording a couple new songs for a greatest hits album. And this is one of the ones that they're working up. It's called Back in Your Arms Again. And a version of this eventually appears on a Springsteen box set. But this I think is better than that. This is really raw and I really loved it in the movie. And they played the whole song in the movie, but it's this version like this never has appeared anywhere. So this is Back in Your Arms Again, Bruce Springsteen.
You said once I was your treasure, and I saw your face in every song. The promises we make at night, oh, that's all they are. Unless we fill them with faith and love, they're empty as a howling wind. Now, darling, I just wanna be back in your arms, back in your arms again, back in your arms, back in your arms again, back in your arms.
So that went from VHS to CD to MP3. How many generations is that, Bruce?
Oh, let me see now. Wait a second, because I wasn't expecting to ask this question, so I got to think a little bit.
It also went from MP3 to this show, and then that gets recompressed
now, Maddie, to a second generation
MP3.
My man Maddie is really effing with me.
So don't forget that one.
Patty doesn't like me to swear, so I say effing. But well, let me think. I got to go and kind of count that and add that in. And if we had this and then all the way to the show, I'd have to say that by the time people hear this, the generation can one, two, three, ho! If anyone wants a copy of that version that I have, just email me at pat@popculturebeast.com.
And I will, that they never released that.
I know, and I will email the MP3 to you.
They obviously have it from the movie.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just put that out? It's crazy.
Pat's going to start a little side business.
Yeah. So, well, you know, that'll be $5 per download. No, I'll just give it to you. So, man, that was a fun show.
That was really good. Thank you, Frank. Yeah. If you have any suggestions for a show, let us know.
You mean just Frank?
No.
We only want suggestions from Frank.
Frank's crossed off the list. He had his turn.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Frank.
But no, he 330-81 Rocks. Facebook's good. Twitter's good. Any other place?
Rock Solid. podcast.com.
Yeah.
There's a donation button there if you feel inclined to throw us a buck.
It's nice. And just tell everybody how much you like the show.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Matt, what do you got?
This is a little advice from a group that I don't know. We must have played them at least once, but they haven't been given their due here. This is the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah.
So their first single.
I almost picked this, yeah.
Gotta protect your neck.
Protect it.
Smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Rock neck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax. Won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot. It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left.
and shut it off. Get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a suit? Not respect due to the 1-6 school. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood.